Page 71. Video Talk. Exercises 3A and 3B.
Does power corrupt? You've heard the phrase, power corrupts, right? It certainly seems to be true. I mean, there's no shortage of examples we can draw on from history or modern life. Think about it. Corruption is ubiquitous. But have you ever wondered how power corrupts? Or if, in fact, it really does? Before we can tackle those questions, we need to explore what power is, how we feel about it, how we get it, and what happens when we become powerful. Power is defined as the ability to influence people. Power dynamics govern all of our relationships, whether consciously or not. According to Dacher Keltner, author of The Power Paradox, there are many forms of power. For a nation, power can mean military might. For a company, it can mean reputation. For an individual, it can mean social status. Whatever form power takes, there will always be those who have it and those who don't. So how do we feel about it? Well, emotions run high when it comes to power dynamics. We're often envious of the powerful. Take the rich and famous. We idolize them. We aspire to be them. But that envy can make us ambivalent. So when a celebrity says or does something out of line, we're quick to condemn. We enjoy watching their fall from grace. Given the fine line between adulation and condemnation, why would any of us want to be powerful in the first place? Well, NYU professor Joe McGee points out that power is liberating. Having power gives us the freedom to show our true selves. The powerless can form, but the powerful can be who they want to be. Next question, how do we gain power? Well, you might assume that a typical route to power is through coercion. The more forceful and threatening our behavior, the more powerful we become. However, Keltner's studies have found that the opposite is true. Keltner has spent years studying group dynamics and has found that emotional intelligence is a key factor in determining who attains power. The kinder and more empathetic we are, the more power we gain. This is because understanding others and focusing on their interests leads to social power, which is highly valued. Coercive power does exist, but it's empathy that more often helps us become powerful. Now, let's examine that statement that power corrupts. Is there truth to it? The short answer is, it's possible. Unfortunately, the empathetic trait that helps us gain power tends to get corrupted when we have that power. Once we attain power, our ability to empathize with others often diminishes. We can become more self-focused and can switch ourselves off from the emotionally intelligent strategies that helped us get where we are. So, are the rich and powerful lacking emotional intelligence? Not necessarily. They may genuinely care about the interest of others. It's just that their power is acting as a kind of psychological barrier to their feelings. Additionally, Pamela Smith, a professor at the University of California, highlights that how we handle power has a lot to do with our own values. People who are already self-centered tend to become more selfish as they become more powerful. The opposite can be said about people who have more pro-social values. To sum up, the powerless envy the powerful. We want power because it frees us from conformity. We can gain power through empathizing with others. Does that power corrupt us? It could depend on how self-centered and power-hungry we are in the first place.